First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Thursday, 10:39 a.m. from
John. Dave, I tried to put a message in but mailbox 8948. It's full, so I can't tell him that he owes me for February, March, and April. Would you let him know? And it's $27, and I would like the check no later than Monday, or I'm going to have to disconnect that mailbox. Incidentally, Dave, I'm all through giving any extra time to any of your people, and I'm awful close, to be honest, in just canceling everything, you know, with you people and the Group 18. I'm not satisfied with the payment record. I don't like having to, you know, chase everybody. So unless the act is cleaned up, you people are going to have to find another voicemail system. I really don't want you. Thank you.
Hey, get rid of the yellow and that's fine. You're all set. You got the building on
the back door.
You got the microphone on?
Hey, X-rated capes. I want to go see X-rated.
Check this shit out here, man.
You don't mind if I interview people, you know, in my house.
Look at that, there's a dark brown muff.
On a yellow.
Look, they make this cute little panda, and then they make something like that. Labia cakes.
God. Ear cups. Ear cups? What the fuck are ear cups?
Don't you ever seen them? They're little things that go on your earlobe. You don't have to pierce your ear for it. You have to slit them.
You have penis cups.
What's that?
X-rated movie arcade.
Hey, look, X-rated movie arcade open 24 hours right here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Blow it.
Look, Steve, look, behind you. See the sign?
Wow, it is.
Can we go in there?
24 hours, 25 cents. I got a quarter. Oh,
I got a quarter. No, I got a quarter.
No, it's probably 18.
It's probably a specialized.
Oh, no, you're into it. Don't blow the plot.
No, I meant fucker. I didn't mean fucker.
Uh-oh. You got that? You got the cord on?
Hello? Where are you? Federal officer, freeze!
Hello?
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 Damn it. I'm very proud of myself for having done such a great job.
without the use of a tape recorder of any kind.
I'm going to wait around till 7:30, then I'm out of there on the bus. I'll be down there on the bus, that's all. Hello. I'm not going to wait around, I'm sure.
Hello. What the hell? Hello. And all this Hello. Bullshit. Hello. Weird. you are totally disenfranchised and you are no longer welcome at this, but you are now disinherited. So there. So that'll just, the timing will be perfect. Well, we can always hope. This God darn, oh, Jesus, oh, God.
And in other news, scientists have discovered that over 45% of teenagers today under the age of 18 with an IQ of below 100 are using the phrase, what's up, instead of hello.
Hey, what's up, lady? What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up? This is Box 192. What's up? Hey, this is Myra. Hey, what's up? This is Myra. Hey, what's up? This is Lonelier. Hey, oh, word up. This is Dumper.
Yeah, what's up? This is Cassandra.
Hey, what's up, ladies? This is Victor Alpha.
Yo, what's up, ladies? This is Todd.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, motherfuckers out there?
What's up, goddamn?
Hey, what's up? This is Victor.
You may start your message now. Hello.
Oh, I say, what's up, dude?
Act 1. Artifact 2. Fossil dinosaur dung. The fine. 8819. Tahoe Queen bringing in the mean one. The lovely ladies. Inside the bitch's brew. Find time for the Queen of Spades, yet the Suicide King is dead.
You may start your message now. Hello, mailbox 8819.
Night, Ma.
Night, son.
End of message. Message discarded.
I did that a long time ago, mister, and let me tell you something.
End of message. Hello.
Oh, I say, what's up, dude?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Pathetic Fuck.
I'm at home. I'm gonna give you a perspective. Someone at the door. Son of a bitch. I was going to give you all this crap, and now somebody's at the door. Yeah. Great. Let's look through the peek hole. I don't know if I want to do... I can't tell who it is. It's Alfred. Hello, Alfred. I was giving Barkley review of 8103.
Yes, I am getting fucked up, and we're telling it to... Hold on.
Here we go. 8103. There you go. For a little
shut
bit.
Up!
Hey, wait. Don't yell too loud. It'll move. Cut it off. Let's see what it's...
End of message. From...
What's the dog's name?
You were in the future watching TV. And you say you don't do drugs?
Monday, 2:28 p.m.
I was up in the future watching TV, and I turn on the channel. This new Star Trek comes out, and it's not the Next Generation, and the music's different. The titles are all kind of weird, and it's like a whole different thing. It's like they're in this probe going way past outside the galaxy, like farther, and it's called the Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Can you please repeat that one more time?
Michael Dorn is calling. Do you want to hang up the line so that party can call?
The guy from Star Trek, The Next Generation?
I have no idea. That's the person's name, Michael Dorn.
That's
all I know.
Okay, did he sound black?
Sir, we're not here to judge if someone sounds black or white or any other color.
Oh. Well,
do you want to hang up for that person, yes or no, please?
Yeah, tell him, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, listen up. I'm Inspector Sledgehammer, and this is...
Lucian 08819.
Well, I've done my part.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. You seem to have lost the will to communicate with others. So? There was a young lady from Venus whose body was shaped like a...
I do not enjoy riddles.
Is there something wrong?
It is a secret note only to Klingons.
You have friends here.
With all due respect, it is very difficult to say.
I am programmed in multiple techniques.
For what we consider love, sir, I would need a Klingon woman.
A broad variety of pleasuring.
Klingons do not allow themselves to be probed. It could be a dangerous mission.
Shall we begin?
It is very difficult to say. But I know you will do the right thing. I am ready. Today, I am a warrior. I must show you my heart. I travel the river of blood. Open.
Schwarzenegger, and this is my new subliminal audio tape I'm working out. You too can get big like me subliminally with an ocean bottle.
Hey, Arnold! I want to work out! I want to get big like you!
Who is this cartoon character?
Roger Rabbit,
you're nothing but a drawing. Huh. You don't have what it takes.
Oh, wait
get
a
out.
Minute! Arnold, wait!
Get out.
Please let me work out! I want to get big, huge, massive!
All right, well, we'll start you with some basic push-ups.
Oh, okay. 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000. That's all I can do, Arnold. Don't make me do any more.
You see, you don't have what it takes. You're just a skinny stick rabbit cartoon character.
Oh.
I can't have you in my gym.
Oh, please, Arnold. You gotta give me another chance. Just one more chance. Please.
All right, I'll give you one more chance. We'll start out with some chin-ups. Get up here.
Like this?
Yes.
Okay. Here I go. 1 1,000. 2 1,000. 3 1,000.
What's this 1 1,000 bullshit? Just start with 1 2 3. You're nothing but a cartoon character. I told you. Get him out of here. Please, get him out.
I can't believe it.
Get off me, you little rabbit. You damn it. Get out. Get out of my gym now.
That's Arnie.
Don't call me Arnie.
Get off me, you little rabbit! Get out!
Please deposit 85 cents. 85. Thank you.
My God, you sound like me. Don't take the medication. Your voice sounds cool now. I'm pissed.
And you're overreacting.
We're sorry.
Exactly. And we didn't want to hear that.
Skiba is the law.
Hang up on it, schmuck.
That's better.
Oh. You may start your message now.
Last time on Foolish Neanderthal 8103, Ronald Redball is trapped in his mailbox by a Terminator sent by Day 5010 to punish Ronald for insulting the Neandervesir 5000 line. Ronald, realizing there's no way to escape, tries to reason with the Terminator.
Hey, wait a minute. Could you just stop for a second?
What?
Look, this is all crazy. Who the hell are you anyways?
Cyberdyne Systems Model 5010.
Oh my God. Can't I do anything to stop you?
No, I've been programmed to kill you.
I think one of your boots, your big boots is unbuckled or something.
What boots? What are you talking?
Okay, good.
Hey.
Here's my chance.
You stop, I get you, I kill you.
Gotta get away from him, gotta... Oh, here's another mailbox, I'll just go in here. Hey, this is Sledgehammer's old box. Hey!
Hey, what are you doing? Hey!
Hey, Sledgehammer?
Ronald Redball.
Hey,
what are you doing
hi.
Here?
Hey, listen.
This is my mailbox, and this mailbox is closed.
What? Well, listen,
we're
I gotta...
We're on hiatus. I'm not gonna be back until October.
Listen.
Come on.
The Terminator's after me.
See? Get out of here.
Please,
get
wait a minute.
Out.
You gotta
this
listen to
mailbox.
The Terminator's after me.
I'm sleeping. I'm in hibernation until October.
No, wait, listen.
I'm on hiatus.
But Day 5010...
This mailbox is closed.
But listen.
Get out. I don't care. Get out of here.
I don't know where to go. Here we go. Mailbox 8067, Dave's box. I'll be safe here.
There.
I can't get in. Oh, no, here comes Terminator. Wait, Terminator, wait.
Gotta stop
wait,
running.
Don't
it's hard
me.
To
wait.
Aim my guns.
I'll give you money.
It's
I'll
too
give
late.
You
I must carry out my programming. Hasta la vista, Ronald.
No, don't do it.
Could Ronald possibly survive? Who will the Terminator kill next? Stay tuned for another exciting episode of Police Neanderthal 8103.
AM.
You know it was Judgment Day, supposed to be the day. Today is supposed to be the end of the world. Judgment Day. Well, I don't know. It wasn't by Nostradamus, it was by some other dude. Because Nostradamus says he predicts the end of the world at the year 3000. But, I don't know. I'll check out today, see what's going to happen. See what happens. Keep you updated. Anything funny comes from the sky, sure we'll all know.
End of message.
Sledgehammer.
I was so goddamn pissed off about that goddamn Dune Code rag-hate son of a bitch! I ain't even taste the goddamn thing! I'm still pissed!
End of message. Hello.
Oh my god. Don't say your name, don't be lame. Don't make me tell you again. Don't have a cow, and...
You may start your message now.
So can you tell me your name and the organization you represent and what your primary focus is?
Mostly working class youth of color and incarcerating them in a profit-making prison system, giving them a one-way ticket into a jail, a cheap paying job and horrible conditions. So we're dedicated to the existence of the prison industrial complex as a whole.
Okay, so and what are some of the ways in which you're...
We use through hip hop and through any medium that people and we believe in to get people to you know anything from sending stuff like that.
So you're doing work in
No, well, that's not necessarily the bulk of the focus of the work, but I mean, it can't be told by maybe they're not a bunch of people like what we're doing right now around and encouraging people into building this
All right, are there any
organizations within do outreach to and you know.
All right. So what's up with?
We're having an event, and there's going to be hella, fresh Tang, and here in the Bay are going to be up, and it's going to be fresh. That involve, the criminalization of, music as well, and get a little bit of culture in there.
All right. Thanks for kicking down that. I mean, how would you summarize?
Are, young, black, Latino, and Asian men that, actually, make it, and tell, the county, or, this, and letting them know that, this...
Straight up, man. I mean... It's like that really put a dent in and it really kind of slapped a face in
I would call it kind of like a slap in the ass.
All right, straight up, man. I mean, straight up. I mean, by media.
I mean, there's a concerted effort to get Latino folks sex and
All right.
And just have all people who are I. You know, one day, like Victoria's Secret underwear,
All right, straight up, man. I mean, all right.
It's not we might giving folks a heads up that nothing specific, but just.
All right. Is there any surefire ways and try to end and how they're misleading?
Working and hit us up and we'll get really
All right. So, good deal. We've got what you're of in some of your in your organization is that Is there a
big part of the work that we do is encouraging people to art and culture play a big part in all the work we do.
All right. So you have
people like who do all different types of art to and spread like the idea that do exactly that, you know.
All right.
That are involved in that.
All right. All right.
Same thing.
All right. All right. Cool. Very cool.
So let me just one more time wrap in this to
All right. And do you have anything else you want to add or?
No.
All right.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Illy, Illy's got one over on you because he refuses to talk to you, huh? And you just can't let that be. You just can't let that be. He refuses to talk to you. And so you just continuously try to needle him in one way or another, either directly or indirectly, till you get his attention like a little 4-year-old child. Trying to get mommy and daddy's attention. Look at me standing on my head. Look.
Message discarded. Electronic.
Negative comments are meant to be helpful. Today you are compatible with Scorpio, and that's your astrological forecast for today. Be sure to call again tomorrow.
All new videos. Doc Johnson's. Oh, let's go in there.
How can they do that?
New TV, private room.
Yeah, no, that's where you sit in a little booth and you pay a quarter and the screen lifts up and you get to watch the girl dance.
And it keeps coming down.
Yeah, about every 3 minutes you got to put it down.
This guy's walking.
Have you done that?
The red shirt right here is coming.
Have you ever done that?
See him? Oh, yeah. Is he fucking blatant or what? Bill missed that, man.
What?
Wow, man, I have never been in the city before. San Jose is not a city compared to this.
San Jose is a hellhole. This is a town, man. This is a city.
It's very scary.
We gotta bring a camera up here and drive sometime, man.
And you really need to take a cable.
Use my video camera.
You need to take a cable car, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've never lived until you've stood on the outside of a cable car in California Street.
That's when you get the adrenaline. I mean, we're safe, sort of, right?
Yeah, right. But then you're within touching distance of all this weirdness.
Raping distance.
Raping distance.
Now,
I've never ridden
them at night, just in the day, but I imagine it'd be a trip at night.
24 hours.
Mini adult theater open 24 hours. Adult only changes Tuesday and Saturday. 3 hardcores.
You
guys want to go see a skin flick?
Well, obviously Mr. Chemist can't go see a skin flick.
Of course he can.
Oh, those scraps.
Are we getting to a better part of town now?
No.
Oh, no. We're in the features. New dancers. Here it is. Alex, April, Brandy, Candy, Crystal.
Oh, that's the same
Fun Center. Look, a big video arcade.
Daniel,
look at those
Elias,
girls. There's some
Erica, Fallon,
There are some, how do those girls, those girls are brave. There's like these little tiny teenage girls walking by themselves.
Well, they're homeless and they probably prostitute.
No, 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 no. These are dressed, these aren't dressed like prostitutes.
Yes, if you're calling to listen to outgoing messages on this mailbox, mailbox 8879, just a short period of me on the message. There seems to be a problem with the mailbox. So if you want to leave your name and a message, do so and the person will get back to you as soon as they can. Thank you.
You may start your message now.
Well, you can timestamp this, man. You know, March 3rd, 1991. Whoever, everyone, you know, that's left, go up and do a fucking radio show called Mailbox Hell, you know. Mailbox Hell. I mean, everyone's got their own little tapes and stuff. You know, it'd just be a jamboree, you know, on one of the over-the-edge spots. You know, that's another idea that kicked around in my head. Anyways, here's the other part of the message, dude.
An emergency interrupt for 984-8103.
From?
He didn't give a name. He gave a number of 8819. He said you'd know what that meant.
Mr. 8819?
Yes.
Okay, that's a code number. We're agents. All right, thank you. I've never been to any city before, Jim.
Damn. At night. That's really something.
It really is. This is incredible. I'm firsthand seeing all the homeless people, Jim.
Large number of women that look okay,
I mean,
that are
we
just
were
sitting
in the CD section. I mean, you go down to the Mission District. Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Well, you go down to the Tenderloin, and yeah, you can forget it, man. You're not. You won't even make it out of there alive.
You're the same person when you get out.
No.
Why, you'll have tears in your eyes?
You have semen in your anus.
Well, yeah, and you'll have no wallet in your pocket.
Yeah, give me your wallet and give me your butt.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
Huh. Yeah, the Tenderloin.
You mean you can't even drive through there?
It's not safe.
It really
to
isn't.
To drive?
It really isn't.
No. What, if people run up and try to kill you as
they
you're
do.
Moving?
I mean, they do. It happens all the time.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, at a stoplight. Yes, it does happen at a stoplight. Oh, right now we're close to Greyhound. Hey, we're going to go right by the restaurant that has the great meatloaf for $1.75.
Oh, I bet you if you stood around holding your genitals and playing with yourself like this at the bus stop, nobody would fuck you.
I don't need to do that.
I saw one time a guy
I'm pretty scary looking.
And another guy catchy in a cup. And they were both laughing and stuff standing right on the curb.
You must have been drunk, oh.
Well, no, they were going to do a drug test.
Mental cases.
Most of the people around here are out of halfway houses, mental hospitals. They have no home.
Is that one of the baths?
Yeah, lay there naked.
Oh,
did you lay?
Look, there's a man and a woman dressed alike. Look at these.
What the hell's going on? You better be listening in on Tuesday and calling up. Maybe I'll put you over the air. You want to be over the air? Want to hear yourself over the air? Like, yeah. No, no, no. Yes, you're my friend. Yes, we used to hang out all the time together. No. You can't be on the show.
End of message. Message discarded. That was your last message.
Yes, if you're calling to listen to outgoing messages on this mailbox, mailbox 8879, just a short period of me on the message, because there seems to be a problem with the mailbox. So if you want to leave your name and a message, do so, and the person will get back to you as soon as they can. Thank you.
You may start your message now.
I'm not sure. It's just a feeling. I've had it a couple of times before. It's probably nothing. Forget that I called. 10 forward out.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 37 of Midnight Voice Jail. Red Light District. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com /voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.